KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be continued partly cloudy today with a high of 45. Southerly winds becoming northwest this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council and guests said thank you to two councilpersons who will not be returning to the council's chambers in January and welcomed two others who will fill their seats. Before Mayor Dave Jones administered the oath of office to Dana Halder and Harlan Sisco, the council approved the appointments of Bill Garrett and Brad Henningsen to the Atlantic Airport Commission. Mayor Jones said Bill Garrett, the husband of Mayor-elect Grace Garrett, expressed his interest 4 years ago in serving on the Airport Commission. With the resignation of Dr. Truitt, the Airport Commission was unanimous in its decision to recommend Mr. Garrett. After his appointment was approved, Garrett said he takes the appointment seriously. He said that he started his pilot training in 2016 and finished it in 2017.
I'm coming to this seat with no agenda other than to be a servant to the airport. That's my goal.
Following regular reports from the city administrator John Lund and council, Mayor Jones administered the oath of office to newly elected second ward councilman Harlan Sisco, who's lived in Atlantic for 11 years.
As I said before, in my 24 years as public life in the city, I can't remember a whole year we didn't go out and try and drum somebody up to get on the council. Yeah. This year was a good exception. So thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Good insight.
No problem.
Next up was Dana Halder, who had previously served on the city council. Mayor Jones welcomed Halder back to the council after he swore him in, and Halder recalled his time on the council and how Garrett took over his seat in 2019.
I think I took over Dave's spot.
Yep.
When he became mayor and then was reelected, and then some gal came on.
Mayor Jones then presented Mayor-elect Grace Garrett with her own gavel made by Atlantic resident Steve Livengood.
And just to let you know, does not come effective until January 2nd.
Oh!
That is correct. Thank you.
Dave Jones credited his wife Rosie for supporting him over the years that he served in public office, and Mayor-elect Garrett presented the couple with a gift.
It wasn't for my wife Rosie backing me all the time, yelling at me, whatever. She has done. She's been a very good support.
Mr. Mayor, on behalf of the city staff and the city of Atlantic, we would like to present you with a handcrafted gift. And we want to thank you for your years of service. We do want to say thank you, Rosie, for standing by him all of these years and for supporting him and for supporting our city. And I look forward. It will be a hard shoes to follow, but I look forward to what Atlantic has in store and that I can be a part of it.
And that handcrafted gift was also crafted by Steve Livengood of Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council will fill Garrett's former at-large seat by appointment. The public has the right to petition for a special election within 14 days after the appointment is made or the notice is published, whichever is later, and contains enough signatures of eligible electors of the city. The Atlantic City Council on Monday, following a public hearing, approved the food pantry's application for the CDBG COVID-19 program. Their action followed a report that was presented back in November by Christine Stokes, SWPCO Community Development Specialist, who was present for Monday evening's meeting as well. The Atlantic Food Pantry is requesting $100,000 in grant funding from the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA. The grant will help the food pantry to buy food in 2022 and early 23. They previously received $23,000 as a grant match from the recent Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Scrooge contest, which, in addition to the cash, provided much-needed non-perishable goods for the pantry. Mayor Dave Jones said the Atlantic Pantry is staffed by hard workers and volunteers.
I just want to just say this is a very good program. The city of Atlantic, probably people don't realize what those four or five or six people do at the food pantry. They work hard. Dr. Burkhart's back there. There's a lot of good volunteers going on, but, you know, they need help to keep things going on.
In her presentation Monday, Stokes made it clear the request for funding is not for a new building, as some may have thought. It's a request for food and non-food items.
The food pantry has now served 7,399 individuals this year, and they have served 3,220 households. So that's quite a bit. And then they have now spent over $88,000 on food. for people in Atlantic.
Stug said also the Atlantic Food Pantry has served as much as three times the number of households since before the pandemic began, and their cost to purchase groceries has nearly quadrupled since 2019. The Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, requested the city be the applicant for the one-time $100,000 grant in 2023. She says that the $95,000 will be for the pantry to purchase food and non-food items such as hand soap and toilet paper. $5,000 will be used for grant administration to be performed by SWPCO. The food pantry would be a sub-recipient of the grant funding. Stokes said the food pantry volunteers conducted personal income surveys for each household they serve over a period of 4 weeks earlier this fall.
They had 100 different households fill out surveys, and all 100 households were low to moderate income. So they had 100%. And for the grant, you have to have at least 51% that qualify as LMI or low to moderate income. And so the food pantry had 100%.
In addition, she said, based on the food pantry's sign-in sheets, an average of 86% of the recipients live in Atlantic. The Atlantic Food Pantry has served the community for the past 40 years. Their staff consists of some 30 volunteers. Stokes said there is no deadline to submit the application, but she hopes to do so in mid-January. She said they should know if the request is approved by late February. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.